Blog Talk Radio.
Fly me to the moon and let me play among the stars. Let me see what spring is like on Jupiter and Mars. Hey folks, thanks for tuning in. It's the Ed August Astrology and Tarot Show.
And another happy good morning to you, or good afternoon if you're back east. And I'd like to invite you to come listen in on one of my Ed August World productions. It's a 90-minute show, so it's three times longer than what you got here. And it plays at 3 o'clock Pacific and Mountain Time and 6 o'clock in the East. So depending on whether you can make it or not, you know, have a try. It's on Blog Talk Radio. It's on Freedomizer Radio. And I think the words are Ed August's World. If you just put that into your search engine, whatever your search engine is, then you may, be surprised at what, you know, comes up. So let me go as I usually do. If you're not familiar with the show, I start with astrology most of the time, and then I go into answering, questions from the people at home, and that usually is done via the tarot cards. So first I've got a hit. I have to get a page here. Okay, so it's called astro.com. How hard should it be to find a page called astro.com? I mean, there's a lot of, that's pretty definitive. Let's see. Coming in. Rolling. Okay, so let's see. We hit the little planetary glyphs or symbols, and we find that the sun is in 11 degrees of Cancer right now. The moon went into a water sign overnight. How sweet that is, that right now the moon is in 12 degrees Pisces and the sun is in 11 degrees Cancer. So for the first time in like a week, we have some interesting pairings of the elements, of the triplicities there. So we have two planets in a water sign. Anything else in water? Jupiter is in 13 degrees of Scorpio. Hey, there's going to be some good news today. I would say some good news, because we've got sun in 11 degrees Cancer, moon in 12 degrees Pisces, Jupiter in 13 degrees Scorpio, and finally Neptune in 16 degrees Pisces. So let's see. So the moon is coming up 4 degrees away from a conjunction with Neptune. What a great time for the arts and for watching movies and for being with friends and for daydreaming and just going to sleep and having dreams. Well, that won't happen in a while. But it's 4 degrees, which translates to 8 hours. So 8 hours from now. So the run-up to that exact aspect is when the planetary energies are the most powerful. So 5, 6, 7, 8 hours from now, that is when the moon is leading up to a conjunction with Neptune. The only thing that it's not good for is if you wanted to get loaded, or if you wanted to drink, or if you wanted to get toxified in some way or other, because it's unhealthy for that. The moon in a conjunction with Neptune could be healthy, because it has a lot to do in this conjunction with escapism from one's routine. Well, that's why people dream, isn't it? That's why people create. You want to escape a negative situation, you open up your notepad and start making sketches, you know. And that's what I used to do anyway. So anyway, some pretty things going on in the heavens. And the whole Saturn thing that was going a few days ago, that's gone. Saturn was being aspected by the sun and by the moon. So anyway, I have a good feeling about not only today, but about tomorrow, which will be Independence Day here in the lower 48 and the, well, actually in the entire United States. So rather than my, talk about all this stuff, let me go over so I can do some readings for people. First of all, here's someone who wrote me at www.edaugust.com. And by the way, I will have time for anyone who's calling in from home, but I'm sure I will. But I just want to do this one. It's a Rosemaria, who she knows who she is, and she's over in Italy right now, and she wants to know what the prospects are for her to decide to stay in Italy, get a house, actually buy a house, right, and thus attract a special friend or lover. So here we go with the tarot. I can theoretically do all this kind of stuff with astrology, but there's just not enough time on the radio. There really is. And if I had one person for half hour, I could do their astrology, but and say something meaningful and positive, you know, whatever. But let's just see what happens with the cards. Rose Maria, and I believe she wants me to cut the cards in half. And what we'll see here is that, okay, you will indeed do well to buy a house. There, and the Magician card, the first card up is the Magician. That tells me that this is something that you want to do, and you have everything that it takes to do to get the cards, and I mean to get a house. And right now, I think some prices are low because Italy is going through a crisis, you know, having to do with the new parties that have taken power in Italy, and also the social construct there is a little bit tense right now because Italy is having various problems. Part of them are from this mass migration thing that are going on. I just had a client come back from Italy, and she goes to Italy 3 times a year, and she says, "Well, yeah, it's not, you know, maybe she won't go next time. Maybe next year she'll only go once, you know, because it's a little tense over there." So, but anyway, to answer your question, Rose Maria, the Magician gives you the power to do this. The money you have from the Four of Pentacles is money you can either keep or you can spend that money. Be very careful that you don't buy in the wrong place at the wrong time or the wrong price. Make sure that you have some expert, you know, that can help you with local real estate. As soon as you get that house, you will indeed have a man, a guy, maybe the guy that you went to Italy to meet, you know. He will be very impressed at that because, guess what? He's a little bit on the poor side. He will be glomming onto you. The card is the Five of Pentacles. It's all pentacles here, Four Pentacles, Five Pentacles. Anyway, he will be glomming onto you because you will be able to offer him something because the way you feel about him, you wish to attract him, you want to get him into your life. He has been hesitant, he has been backwards, he has been recalcitrant, he has been a jerk. But you still desire this guy, so really you're taking a risk, but you have enough money to do this, so it's on your head, you know. Love conquers all, and he will definitely run for you because the next one is the Knight of Swords. The Knight of Swords is going in a hurry towards this house that you're going to get. So, and then you're going to be good friends. I mean, a lot to talk about, Three of Pentacles and stuff. But I just can't say that it's going to be like a marriage made in heaven. It's going to be a marriage at all. It's just going to be rooming with you for a while or something like that. I hate to see a woman get into a situation where a guy's living off of her because that situation does happen to people. I'm so sorry to say. So the cards have a warning also, and that is the Hermit. The Hermit is the last card I'll pick, and that just means that you could end up with your house in Italy and everything else could be copacetic, but that doesn't mean that the guy that you wish to attract is going to stick around because he's a bit of a user and abuser. The Five of Swords, the Seven of Swords comes up around him frequently, so just please be careful. I mean, I still think you're probably better off coming back to the United States. I really do. But I hope you're listening. I hope you get this message. Thank you so much. And with that, we're going to go to the 510 area code. Is that in California? Where is that? Is that in? Hello.
Hi, Ed.
Good morning to you.
Thank you for taking my call.
Hi, in the 510. Is that Oakland or where is 510?
Yeah, Oakland.
Oh, okay. Can you speak up just a little bit? I have a hard time hearing you. You know, it's my call volume is low too. So, how can I do for you? What's going on?
I want to know about this guy named Sean. How do you see our relationship being? We're friends right now. How do you see it evolving? And how it
Okay. Give me the two names. Give me just your first name and his first name.
My name is Tasha.
Okay. Oh, okay, Sean. Okay, and was I close when I said Oakland? Is it in that area?
Yeah, I mean.
Okay. Well, it's got a view of the city. That's what I like, you know. And the fog, you don't get as much fog there. So,
yeah.
There we go. Let's see. So, I'm just going to do this one more time, tuning in on you. It gives me goosebumps to think of you, to talk to somebody in the Central Bay Area like that. That's a thrill for me. And because I used to live around there. Let me cut these cards for you. Where would you like me to cut them for you? Near the top or a third of the way down or half the way down?
The top.
Near the top. Okay, we'll do that. That's good. Okay. Any difficulties that you have been having with him, such as little disagreements? There could have been some little disagreements because I got the five of wands here. Those will be healed and solved. Any problems, any disputes are going to be solved. You really do have a strong attachment for each other. The Ace of Cups comes up. That means that love will overcome any problems, any third parties, any arguments or disagreements. And actually, because you will have prosperity, it looks like you got the Nine of Cups, where someone's smiling and there's all these golden cups on the mantle. You know, it shows that the situation with money is going to either is very good or it's going to improve. And then the next card is the Hierophant, and the Hierophant is a fancy name for like a pope or something, and it could be like the Justice of the Peace, or it could be a priest or a minister or something. I mean, it just looks like if you wanted to go to the point of marrying this gentleman, then you're going to be able to do that if you want to. So the cards are saying, do not be put off by little petty disagreements or, you know, little things that they may bother you or may bother him. The tendency is upward and onward and towards love and harmony and family and, you know, all kinds of other stuff. So the King of Wands shows that he will become over a period of time, he'll become more stable, he will become more affluent. The Nine of Cups shows peace in the home. So, I don't know. Have there been a couple of small problems along the way? Have you been, like has it been a bit of a struggle? Or has everything been...
Well, we just friends, our communication has been a bit of a struggle.
Oh, okay.
So we live in two different cities.
Oh, my. Not too far apart, I hope. Not too far apart. Well, this guy obviously is very important to you, and you're quite important to him. And it just shows the two of you getting closer. But maybe that means geographically. Maybe that means that he travels more to see you, or whatever. But it looks good for you. It really does. And if we look 6 months down the road from now, I see the Ace of Pentacles. Somebody's going to be doing better. Somebody's going to be making more money. Maybe there's going to be a new job for somebody. So, you see, I think you've got it all going. I think it's going pretty good for you. I think it'll be even better. Oh, okay, great.
Okay.
Would you call back sometime? Let us know how it's going, okay?
Okay, I will. Thank you.
Thank you very much. And with that, we're going to go to the 703. Although I'm not sure where the 703 is, but maybe we'll find out. Hello, 703.
Hi.
How are you today?
I'm good. It's Andrea from Virginia.
From Virginia, huh? From the Commonwealth of Virginia. Well, that's fine. That is great. And what can I do for you today? What kind of projects or questions, you know, are coming up for you?
Well,
what can I do
for you? I've been dating this guy named Edward for about a month and a half, and he's supposed to leave tomorrow for a promotion up to Chicago. So I'm not sure if he's still going to go. Do you see how this relationship is going to continue if he does go?
Well, if he goes for this promotion up to Chicago, how long is he going to be away?
Well, a minimum, I believe, of 3 months. But if he likes it, he might stay longer.
What the hell kind of promotion is that? But
that's a good
when
one.
He leaves, he's not coming closer to you. He's going away from you, right? He's
exactly,
leaving town.
Exactly,
basically.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Okay, well.
Yeah, he also has a son out here, which it's why he's kind of torn, because he has a 13-year-old son out here, too.
Oh, I see. Well, who's going to watch the son while he's away? Does he have an ex?
Oh,
or,
well, the son lives with ex-wife, yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Well, but he's going to miss seeing his son then. That's a
exactly.
darn shame.
Exactly.
So,
that's why I'm,
so
like, torn about going.
Yeah. But if he doesn't go, what happens to him? Does he have to look for another job? Or does he just say, well, I can't.
I'm not sure.
He said, there's too much going on in my personal life right now. Yeah,
yeah,
he
exactly.
could. I think he might be able to say. So let's see here. And could you just give me his first name?
His name is Edward.
Edward, that's right. That's right. You mentioned Edward. And, of course, I have a hole in one ear that goes right through and out the other. Okay, here we go.
Okay.
But I'm capable of shuffling the cards. So we're thinking about Edward's trip to Chicago. 3 months seems like a long time to be in Chicago. It's a rough little town, you know? It's a rough town.
I know.
Let's see. And you guys are where? Like in Peoria or something? You're like...
No, we're in VA. He lives in Maryland.
Oh, VA, of course. Yeah, that
yeah.
is even farther. Holy smokes.
I know.
Okay.
I know.
That's a long way. Okay, so I'm just about to cut these cards. Where would you like me to cut them for you? Near the top or a third of the way down or half the way down?
Let's do the top because we should be on the top. Let's do the top.
You know, everybody's picking the top today. Everybody's picking the top. So let's see here. You know, don't look on the dark side of this, of the dark side of life, because the first card that comes up is the sun. You know, the sun, it's a golden summer, maybe one of you can, well, it's a long ways to go. I was thinking maybe one of you can travel out and see each other halfway or something like that, halfway while you're
oh, yeah,
the
we talked about
good
that.
Card. But, yeah, so that might happen. Gee, too bad you can't take the 13-year-old along or something, you know, the kid along. But anyway, this is necessary for his financial well-being. There's nothing sinister in it. The next card is the Two of Pentacles. Shows balance in his affairs, you know, balance in his financial affairs. It's specifically financial. And him being able to make this trip and to get away will make him desire and miss you all the more, because it's one thing to be living in the same town with somebody for years, but it's another thing to be parted company. And then he realizes how much he misses you. Anyway, so I see that this happens this summer as advertised, June, July, August, or July, August, September, whatever, and it's going to be very good for his finances and standing in the company. Then that's going to be followed by the Two of Cups. When you do get together sometime late summer or early fall, then there's a chance that you're going to make the relationship more permanent, more significant, exchanging vows, making plans, you know. So it's all going to be for the betterment of the relationship for the two of you. Because it looks like, it's almost like getting engaged or about to get married or something. It's a very beautiful card. And that is...
he talks about that.
Uh-huh. Oh, great. Well, the six of wands shows a very happy homecoming. As a matter of fact, you might make these arrangements for what you're going to do before he even comes back from the trip. The travel will take place in both directions. It's the eight of wands. It's a flight of wands. A flight of wands meaning that, you know, they're airborne, they're traveling, you know, business purposes or whatever. And then he's going to miss you. It's the Two of Wands. Well, anyway, there's a lot of cards here about the journey, about the trip, but there's also a lot of cards having to do with you two having a great time when he comes back. And don't worry, he's not going to get, you know, like offered a job in Chicago or fall in love with Chicago or anything like that, because he's going to miss good old, you know, Charlotte or wherever the heck it is over there. Where are you?
Oh, Northern Virginia.
Norfolk or?
Northern. By
like
Dulles. Dulles. By the Dulles Airport where the Redskins play.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Okay. Sure. That's great. Yeah. Arlington and all that stuff. Sure. So
yes,
anyway.
Exactly.
So,
not
yeah.
too far from there.
The cards are perfect for you. I don't see anything coming up except it's sort of like, you know, the only thing we have to fear is fear itself. Right, so just don't be afraid of everything. Go along with it; it should work out really well. There's nothing bad.
Do you think
bad.
He's going to stay the whole 3 months? Do you think he'll stay longer than the 3 months, or he'll just definitely come back after the 3 months?
Oh, no. Somebody will offer him to stay longer, but the card that the next card that comes up is the Seven of Wands. That shows a person who's resisting attempts to tell him what to do, where to go, and whatever. So he's going to resist that, because once he's finished with his little assignment, you know, in Chicago, he will
right.
want to come back. Well, thanks so much. And
well, thank
at,
you.
Again. Oh, that's great. Thank you so much, and have a great weekend, a great Independence Day. All right. Now we're going to one of our favorites here. Let's see. She's been waiting 8 minutes. Hello. Good afternoon to you. Hello.
Hi. Hi, Ed. How are you?
Good, thanks. I'm trying to make up for the fact that I didn't have very much coffee this morning by just continually talking and seeing if that'll work out. But usually it doesn't, but so far so good. So far I've been okay. So
yeah.
So now what can I do for you today?
Well, I'm actually looking to get some insight about my upcoming finances in terms of, well, I have an increase, and
uh-huh.
that actually is very contingent upon whether I stay and can afford my living situation at the moment.
Wait, now, I lost you near the end there. Whether you get the salary increase is contingent upon the fact of whether you stay with the company you're at?
No.
Okay.
I actually want to know my finances will be increasing.
Yes.
Get it right now. I'm in between jobs, work, career.
Oh, okay.
And so, yeah.
Okay.
And so I have to decide whether I want to renew my lease. And so that's contingent upon my finances. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, of course. Finances are paramount in this case. Absolutely. May I have a first name, please? So I can add that.
Yes, it's G. It's
G.
G.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Jean. Okay. That's great, Jean. So I am shuffling and shuffling. And shuffling, thinking, finances for Dream. All right. Now let me cut the cards somewhere. Where would you like me to cut these cards, please?
I'm going to stay with the top. I resonate with the top.
Okay. Well, everybody is resonating with the top right now. That's interesting.
Yeah.
Let's see. You're not planning to move. To go somewhere. Well, actually, you know what? You mentioned the lease. Whether you should renew the lease and everything. The first card that comes up is the Eight of Wands, and that's a card of travel or moving. It can be pleasure or it can be business, but it's a flight of wands. It means definitely on the road, definitely traveling. And the next card is the Eight of Cups. That, as you may know, shows a figure, one person who is leaving. Mm-hmm. You know, where they are going off stage or something and taking one of the golden cups with them or whatever. But it's, the third card is the Two of Wands, showing someone seeking, looking for, what it is that you need. It might be a job. It might be a home. Get a new career, get a new career going, since you said you're between jobs right now. There are abundant reasons why you probably should think about moving. Maybe you need to temporarily cut back a little bit, you know, on expenses and get some cash in hand that you can use. Maybe there's someplace else you can move that you have a better chance at furthering your career if you did want to, you know, go back to have a job. You're looking for a bright idea, and you're going to have that, because the fourth card is the Star. The Star is very Aquarian. It's very forward-thinking. It's very practical and yet idealistic, and it shows someone who is abundantly getting pitchers full of this liquid of spirit and energy and everything like that, tapping into universal energy with stars and bright stars in the background. So it's a very promising card. It's a very inspired card. So you're going to get some kind of inspiration of what it is that you want to do. So far right now, you don't, you're sort of like lacking a little bit in a specific plan of where you want to go and what you want to do. Then once you get that, then the magician will give you all the energy and everything to have really good luck at making the transitions from one scene to another, one place to another, entering into a job perhaps, you know. So I don't know. I think you deserve to get, you know, back into the workforce if it's still something that you can do. I don't know what your specialty is, but this is all kept with the Seven of Pentacles, and that shows a gardener or a farmer who's got this beautiful vine, and it's got things on it that could be cantaloupes or they could be silver dollars or something like that. But it shows like waiting to accumulate, starting to accumulate more, growing more, getting, you know, something that you can put in your pantry, you know, and make it through some, well, potentially there won't be any bad times if all this comes down. So where do you have to go in order to find a better future for yourself than where you are right now? Because it's
exactly.
I'm sorry. Yeah.
I'm thinking the same thing.
Okay, great. Well, we don't have to, you know, get specific on the phone here, but I think that you know where that is, and I think you'll be able to make this happen, to find your way there, and to be very happy, and to get away from any negativity that might make you feel in your soul that you need to move, that you need to change locations. Okay? I think that's as much as I can say. Let me, all the best to you, and have a very nice 4th of July to you. And let me try to take one more call here in the 412. 412, good morning or good afternoon. Hello.
Hi. How are you?
Good, thanks. We only have a few minutes. Yes.
Okay, I just wanted to find out. I've been going through some legal troubles with my ex, and there's been a huge financial negative shift, and I just wanted to see if that money that's missing is going to come in, or if my financial is going to change. Because he made it change for the negative. I want to see if it's going to turn around.
Did he put some money away where he could have it and you couldn't? Did he hide some? Did he hide some equity from you?
A lot. Yeah, that's the feeling.
Yeah, this is terrible. So let me cut the cards somewhere here. I shuffled them a few times, thinking about you. Tell me where I can cut these cards for you.
Cut them.
Where? I'm sorry.
Bottom.
The bottom. Okay, that's great. Here we go, and let's see what that gives us. Okay, let's see. Okay, I think that you're going to find the missing money because it's the Seven of Cups. The first one is Seven of Cups, so it's like looking into a cloud and looking at all the possibilities and searching all the possibilities and seeing where that is, and you will be able to find these missing finances. It looks like Queen of Pentacles shows that you have the pentacle in your hands, which means you will be able to find the money. And the next one is the Four of Pentacles, showing holding on to your money. So you'll be able to find it and then hold on to it. And at the very least, you'll be able to find it, to see that he was the culprit, because it will show up in some way that he has been cheating you with the finances. It's the Five of Swords, where somebody's smiling and gloating while he's holding all the swords, and people have been defeated and they're walking away. But I don't think that's going to happen to you. I think there's still going to be finances there. There'll be enough for that, and maybe you can get him to pay the lawyer.
Well,
you know?
I got the IRS involved because he's doing it to not just me but the IRS.
And I've
been unsuccessful, so I figured, well, they have better resources than I do.
Oh, my goodness. I wish we had more time. I'm literally being pulled right off the air. Here's my exit music, folks. And remember, come back this afternoon if you can find Ed August's World. Da-da-da-da. Why doesn't want to play? What's going on here? I have an exit music doesn't want to play. I guess that's because I'm off the air. Okay, folks, we'll see you around. We'll see you around town. I'll be back here on Tuesday. Thank you.
Thank you.